تفضل.
Okay, so Mizmor spoke about Cheirim and Shamta, and now the Gemara is going to go to when you put a person in Cheirim, one of the times at least. Omar Rav, we're on the top of Tezayin and Aleph. Min Olam de Mishadrin and Shlich of the Beidinu, Mizamin Le Ladina. Person, you're Mazmin him Ladin, somebody comes and has a complaint against somebody and wants to bring him to a Din Torah. So the Beis Din sends a Shliach Beis Din to invite the person to come to the Din. To see Vayishlach Moshe Likro V'Doson Laviram B'nei Eliyah. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu sent a Shliach to call Doson Laviram before him for a Din Torah. Uminolam Zanin Ladina. How do you know Bechlal that you're Mazmin Ladin? To see Vayomer Moshe Korach Akto V'Chol Adoscha. Right, that you tomorrow be here, and we're going to stand before the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and he'll judge who is right over here. L'kamei Gavri Rabba, how do you know that you, what's it called, invite him to come before a great person, the seed with Nei Hashem, Atu Planya, and you tell him who is the other side of the Din Torah. You're to come and stand before this Beis Din together with the person who invited. The Beis Din Bechlal, the Siv Akto Vehem V'Aron. You specify who is going to be there. The Kabina Zimna, how do you know you set a time? The Siv Macher. It says over there, tomorrow. So you set a time. This is the time that we expect you to be by the Beis Din. Time means a set time. Okay. It's a time. Macher Zimna, right? It doesn't mean time 10 o'clock. It means a time. It means you set a set time. You tell them when to be in the Beis Din. Zimna Basar Zimna, and if he doesn't come that time, then you set another time. Tchsiv Karu Shem Paro Melech Mitzrayim Shaon Hevir Hamoid. By Paro it says that he missed the time, and set another time. Uminolan Di Mispakir Bishlich Levedina Vaasi Vaamar Lo Mischaze Kalishna Bisha. How do you know that if he is Chutz Mechutzif to the Shliach Beis Din? And the Shliach Beis Din is Mazmin him Ledin, and he, what's it called? He answers the Shliach Beis Din in a chutzpahdika way, or he hits the Shliach Beis Din, that the Shliach Beis Din is allowed to come back and report what happened, and it's not Lashon Hara. That Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Shliach to Doson Laviram, the Shliach came back and said what they said. They said, a chutzpah, you're going to blind, our eyes, you didn't take us into Eretz Yisrael. They said a lot of chutzpahdika things to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Shliach of Moshe reported to him what they said. How do you know that you put such a person in Cheirim, in Shamta, it's a level before Cheirim? Tichsiv Oru Meiros. Right, that by Barak and Dvorah, that this Meiros didn't show up. They said everybody has to come to fight against what's it called, Sisra, and Meiros didn't show up. The Gemara is going to discuss who Meiros was, what he was. Right, the Hachi Svara de Gavar Rabba, and now we think that Meiros is an important person who had his own little militia. And he didn't show up with his militia, so we put him in Cheirim. Oru Meiros. Tchsiv Omer Malach Hashem. Uminolan Demacharminon. Demachriminon. Right? How do we know we put a person in worse Cheirim if he doesn't take care of the first Shamta? Tchsiv Oru Oru. After the Oru comes Oru. The Ochel Veshosi Bahadei. The Koi Ba'arba Amos Didei. Right? How do you know that you don't eat and drink with him and don't sit within his Abraham or somebody who's in Cheirim? Because it says Yoshveho, or Yoshveh, anybody who sits in his proximity. I mean, all of these are remozim to Din Rabban. The Rabbanim were misakin all of this inyan of Shamta and Cheirim or whatever. And there's remozim from these psukim. You don't learn it from these psukim. How do you know that you publicize and say clearly in detail what his chatoyim are, even to the tzibur. You announce to the tzibur what a person, what this kind of person's chatoyim are, a person's right to be in cheirim. The tziv kilo bo le'ezra sashem. Devorah said publicly in her shira they didn't come to help in the war effort. V'omar ula b'dalid me'ah shipure shamte borak le'meiros. Barak put Meroz in Cherim with 400 shofars. Ika diamri gavara bahave. Some say that that Meroz was a person. The Ika diamri koch bahave, that it was a spiritual power, a star. Star can be a spiritual power. It could be a star also. Right, kochva. And if it's kochav star, then it says Yoshivel, the people who live there. So it seems to imply that there are people living on other planets or stars. Shenemar min shamayim nilchemu akolchavim, uminolim de maskerina nichse, a person who's in cheren that were masker his nechasim also masker his property. Dechshiv v'chol asher lo yovel l'shloshes seyamim va'atzas asorim v'askeinim yachram kol rechusho v'hu yibogim b'kahal agolah. Somebody who doesn't show up right when he was invited to a din or to attend a something that the tzibur invites him to come to, and he doesn't show up, we're masker his rechush. So from here we learn hefker beis and hefker. Umenolin dinatzinon v'laitinon umachinon v'talshinon seyer umashbiinon. A person who's chayim, we do all these things to him. We curse him and we hit him and we tear his hair out and we make him, what's it called, we make shvuas against him. All these things are included in that pasuk. Rashi, see Rashi till here. Omar Rotha, I did the Irish menuda mefarishlo. Once we're talking about a menuda, now explains when you put somebody in cheirim and how you put him in cheirim or whatever. Umazmin leladin alabaldin. Invite somebody to come. What's it called to the din? Right, somebody comes, makes a complaint, he wants to set up a beis din. The beis din invites the other side. Zimna boser zimna, the ilo osi ahu zimna, kabinan le zimna achrisa. If he doesn't show up the first time that was set for him, we set another time. Karu shein, as we learned already, yeah. Shanta, kolomar, shanta leparo shehever amoed, kolomar shehever oso moed, shesomu achar moed rishon. They set the time for Paro to come, he didn't come. They said another time, he didn't come the other time, put him in cheirim. Dime mispaker b'shlichah d'rabbanan, kolomer shechirev shliach beis beisim. He was mechutzeth, he cursed the shliach beisim. Right? Ushliach omer chirfani, the shliach comes back and he says, this guy cursed me. He answered me with chutzpah. He refused to accept what the beis din invited him. So how do you know that he's allowed to report it? It's not what's it called, not Lashon Hara. Moshe sent the shliach, and the shliach reported what Dosan Aviram said. Hachi saver de gavra planya das ploni shabol and nados is ploni. The tzorich lenados of mishmoshel also chacham. You have to. Rashi had a little different girsa that we have. The girsa we have is that it was a gavra rabba. That Oru Meiroz the governor. Now he says you have to mention who it is. What Das Ploni Shabol and Nados is Ploni. Right? You have to menade him in the name of the Chacham. Who's putting him in Cherim? So you have to mention the name of the Chacham who's putting him in Cherim. Omer Malach Hashem, Borak Omer Lishamso, Shehu Shlucha Shalmakal. Right? It says Omer Malach Hashem, Borak, who was a Shliach of the Rabban Shalom, he's the one who put this Meiroz in Cherim. Umachrimin Ba'orer. Curse him when we put him in cheirim. Upartinan chatoi da amri la anshe iro mishum hachi v'hachi mishamtirle. We specify why he was put in cheirim. We publicize the sin for what which he was put in cheirim. Koch v'havi mazli de sisra. It was the mazel of sisra. That's what means kochav. Kochav means the spiritual power of sisra. That was didn't come to help Klal Yisrael. They put into cheirim. The matkaril nechase demand lo tzayis ulurabam. Somebody doesn't listen and doesn't come to the din, we masker his property. Yochrem hu v'chol rechusho, the hefker beizin, hefker. Beizin has the power to make things hefker. Nehocha nafkalam b'chol duchim. We learned that koach of beizin, to make things hefker from here. V'arev imam v'kalalam la'osam shoshivu noshim nachriel. So over there, it's talking that Ezra cursed and hit the people who married the Goyish women. Okay. Uminom dechatsinon vaasrinon vaavdinon hardofa. How do you know that you tie him up hands and foot, right? And we tie him to a post and beat him, right? And we also make hardofa. The Gemara doesn't explain what hardofa is, right? Hardofa is the first stage of cherem. See Rashi. The katsina yodav ragla. We tie him up. We tie him onto a post to beat him. Hardofa kamafarish Reb Yehuda bereid Reb Shmuel the road for miyad to pursue him immediately with a cherem. The kivin lo tzayis din a menad noso. Person doesn't listen to a din, or he doesn't come to a din Torah, so you, what's it called, you put him in cherem. Same thing applies to somebody who refused to go to a din Torah and goes to a secular court, also put him in cherem. Vavdin and Hardofa deceiv hein lamus hein lishrushe hein laamish nechosim ulisurin. All these things apply, all these things are mentioned in the pasuk regarding these people that were being put in cherem. My lishrushe, what does it mean lishrushe? Omar Ada Mori, Omar Nechemya Bar Baruch, Omar Avchia Bar Ovin, Omar Av Yehuda, Hardofa, Hardofa. Right? Shrosh Rushe is Hardofa. My Hardofa, what's Hardofa? Omar Av Yehuda, Bered Rav Shmuel, Bar Shilas, Mishmeid Rab, Menadim La'altar. We put him immediately in Nidui. That's Hardofa. We pursue him with a Nidui immediately. The Shonin La'achar Lamed, and after 30 days, if he doesn't yet ask Mechila, right, we repeat it, umachrimim lachar shishim, and after 60 days we put him in cherem. If the nidui is not taken away till 60 days, we put him in cherem. That's a worse madrega. Omer le Rav Huna bar Chinna, hochi omer Rav Chisda, masrin ba sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. We warn him Monday, Thursday, and Monday to, what's it called, to ask mechila, to come to din. The Gemara says, honey, mila la mamona. All this is only if it's a matter of monetary things. He refused to come to Beis Din to settle a monetary case. Avalafkirusa la alter. By persons of mechutzav to a Talmud Chacham, that's afkirusa. So we immediately put him in cherem. We don't wait all these times. We don't wait 60 days or whatever. We put him in cherem immediately. Rashi. The mamona, the avashonin. If after 30 days he refuses still to come, we put him in nidui a second time. And if after 60 days he doesn't come, we put him in cherem. This is all for monetary things. He refuses to show up to Beis Din, or he refuses to listen to the Beis Din after they give a psak. Somebody's mevazah talmid chacham, put him in cherem right away. You don't wait for 60 days. There was a butcher who was a mechutzef to what's it called to Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. Imnu alei Abaye v'Rava shamtu. Abaye and Rava put him in cherem. L'sof ozel paisei lebaldine. In the end, this guy went and he listened to the Beis Din, and he what's it called, the chutzpah was he didn't listen to the psak. He went afterwards, his Mephias, the Baldin, and they made up. Amar Abaye, hechi lavid. And he went right away, so he wasn't even nidui 30 days. So what should Abaye say, what should we do? We put this guy into nidui, and he now fixed it up. What do we do? Lishri le lochal shamta le talten yomen. To be matter him now, he hasn't yet been in nidui for 30 days. And we put him in nidui if it's for 30 days. He hasn't yet spent 30 days in nidui. Lo lishri le koboi rabbonin lemeil. Right, if what's it called? If we're not going to be matter him, the rabbanan need him. He was a person; they need the butcher. Right, so what do we do? Right, on the one hand, there's a reason why we want to be matter the nidui. On the other hand, lechari, you have to nidui has to remain for 30 days. Omerle Rav Idi Bar Ovin, Nidi Shmielach Beha. Did you hear any halacha legabi this? You put somebody into nidui and they corrected the problem before 30 days. Do you take them out of nidui or leave it till 30 days? Omerle Hocham Rav Tachlifa Bar Avime Omer Shmuel, Tut Asher V'Tut Shari. Just like you blew the shofar to make him Asher, you blew it to make him Mutter. Meaning you don't have to have 30 days. If the person fixes up what it is within the 30 days, then you you take him out of cheirim before the 30 days. Rashi, lochol alei shamta lamed yom. This is the ein shamta pchusa milamed yom. There's no such thing as nidli less than 30 days. Kabor rabban lemeil shetrichim lo. They need this butcher. So on the one hand, he already corrected the situation, and we want him to get out of nidli because we want to be able to buy our meat from him, whatever. On the other hand, he hasn't been in nidli for 30 days. Toot asar toot shari kolomer motzil mishrile. It's okay to be matter him. Afagav de lo cholale lamed yom. Even though he hasn't been in nidli 30 days, if he corrects the situation, you can take him out right away. The oso shofar should he do the same shofar you blew to be to asar him yochla hatur lo mishrile besoch lamed yom. It's okay to be matter him afila besoch lamed yom. Omerle honey mili le mamona. That's only if the thing is that he didn't listen to the Beis Din to pay money that they were mechayev him. He refused to listen to the psak. Then you could be matur him right away. But if he's mevazet talmid chachamim, there he can't be in nidui less than 30 days. Even if he asks mechila, whatever, the nidui remains for 30 days. Alma kesov rabaya, honey beitalta, the shamisu, lo osa talta achrino v'shorale. Right. If three people put somebody into cheirim, into nidui, three other people can't be matur him. Those same people have to be matur him. Okay? Because they were looking to back to the people who put him in shamta to begin with to see what they could do. L'chorin, not to worry about that. Just decide what the halach is. Let the other three other people be matur him. So you see, Abaya holds no, that the people who put him in nidui have to be the people to be matur him. Rashi. Lo osi achrini v'sharalei midah mahadar ihu nafshe l'mishrei. Abaya, who was one of the people who put this person into cheirim, right, was worrying, what does he do? Could have had three other people do it. Okay, because it was a shaila. Abaya obviously holds, like the tzad of the shaila, that the people who put the person in nidui have to be matur him. Can't have somebody else be matur him. Three people put somebody in nidui, and now you want to be matur him. He corrected the situation, you want to be matur him. Do you need those three people to make the heter, or can you get three other people? That was a shaila. Toshma, menuda le rav, menuda le talmid. If somebody is put in cheirim by the rav, then the talmidim also have to deal with him as if he's in cheirim. However, if a Talmud put somebody in Cheirim, right, because he was a Mechutzif to him, then he's not necessarily in Cheirim to the Rav also. The Rav doesn't have to, what's it called, deal with him as if he's in Cheirim. Somebody who, what's it called, is Menuda for his city put him in Cheirim, all other cities have to deal with him as if he's in Cheirim. Menudo liracheres, but if somebody's put in nidui for a different city, not his own city, he went to another city and was mechutzif over there to somebody. So they put him in cheirim in that other city. His own city doesn't have to be noheg the cheirim. Eino menudo liiro, menudo lenasi, menudo lechol Yisrael. If the nasi put somebody in cheirim, he's in cheirim for all of Klal Yisrael. Menudo lechol Yisrael, eino menudo lenasi. But even if all of Klal Yisrael put them somebody in cheirim, the nasi does not have to. Treat him as if he's in cheirim. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, echad min haTalmidim shenida, mace, right? We have three people put somebody in cheirim, and one of the three died. Chelko einu mufer. So if two of them, the two, remaining two, now take him out of cheirim, so he's two thirds out of cheirim, but the chelik of the person who died is not out. Shema minot klas. So we learn from this price three things. That a Talmud, even if he's not the Rav, a Talmud, and somebody is a mechutzif to a Talmud Chacham who's not the Rav, can put somebody in cheirim for his own covet. We also learn from here that each person who put the person in cheirim takes away his third. You can't have three others come, because if you could, then the guy who died is irrelevant. Get another three and they'll take him out of the cheirim. Has to be those three, and since one of them is dead, he can't be matur anymore. Only two thirds of the cheirim can be taken away. Hil Omer Ameimar, Hilchas Sohani Beitalta de Shamisu, also Beitalta Achrin of Asharile. But the halach is not like that. The halacha is that three people put somebody in cheirim, three other people can come and be matir the cheirim if they see that the reason for the cheirim went away. Omer le Rav Ashi la Neymar v'hatanya Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer echod min atalmidim shenida umeis chelko eino mufer my love eino mufer klau lo avdosu beital tekrim v'shorilei. Right, lachora, you see clearly, Rav Shimon Gamliel said that if three people put somebody in cheirim, one of them died, then you can only be matir 2/3 of the cheirim. So lachora, why? But there are three other people, and they'll be matir it. So masha from there that you can't have three other people. Rav says, no, you can have three other people. It's just that until you find three other people, his chelik is not mufar. The original people are matir it; they can only be matir 2/3 of it. They can't be matir the whole thing. Tana Rabbanan. Let's see, Rashi. He didn't do it because the person was a mechutzah to the Rabban Hashem, he did something wrong, halacha wise or whatever. He established a mechutzah to this Talmud. So the Talmud is a Talmud Chacham, right? He's allowed to put the person in Cheirim for his own covet. Because his covet is covet HaTorah. Vadei kivin etoni ein menudu l'ra, vadei lo nidei ele b'shil kvodo. He's not menudah l'ra'ah. If he put him in cheirim because the guy was a mechutzah to the Rabban Shalom, he was over a halach or something, then vadi the rav is going to be no hig needly for him. It's covered shamayim. But if it's only the covered this Talmud, it's covered a Torah of an individual Talmud, then the rav doesn't have to deal with this person as if he's in cheirim. The ibe mila di surah havi kamisha menudah l'ra'ah. The ein chochma vein etza. Right, nocha Hashem. Tony, ain't menud the rav. Avokuli alma menud. He's menud to everybody, but not to the rav. But if it's something that's covered shamayim, then that's menud the rav too. Call echad mefer chelko. Tony chelko ain't a mufar. Mashma that each person takes away a third of the cheirim because the one who died, his portion is not taken away. Lo also achrin v'sharam. Tony chelko ain't a mufar laolam. Afilu shor leachrin it. Masha, you can't get a third person who wasn't part of the original cheirim to be matur. Okay, right there. Tana Rabbanan. Ein nidui pachas milamid yom. Nidui is minimum 30 days. The ein nazifa pachas mizayin yomim. Nazifa is a lesser level than nidui. That's 7 days. The afopi shein raya dover, even though there's no proof to this, because here we're talking about nazifa from the Rabban Shalom by Miriam, zecha ledover. So it's a zecha that's 7 days. And emar the avia yorok yorak lefaneha lo si kolim shivas yomim. Right? If her father spit in her face, she would be in nazifa for 7 days. So by the Rabban Shalom kal v'chomer, it should be even 14 days. But ain't what's it called? Dayo lovam in adin. That's what we learned dayo from. So the Rabban Shalom also 7 days. Omer Rav Chizda, Nidui Shalonu ki Nazifa Shalohem. Right? Our Nidui is like their Nazifa. And Nazifa Didu Shiva. And their Nazifa is 7, our Nidui therefore is also only 7. Omer says this, Nazifa Didu Shiva Lesulo, for Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe Ubar Kapora Havayasi the Kogarsi, Kashi Ushmaisa. They were learning, and they had a Kasha. They couldn't figure out what they were learning. Omer le Rav Shimon le Bar Kapora, Dover Zet Zorich Rebbe. Right, so Rav Shimon said to Bar Kapora, this thing needs a Rebbe to teach. In other words, nobody could explain this thing. This is so hard, right? Nobody could explain it. We need somebody to teach us this thing. Omer le Bar Kapora, Rav Shimon, Uma Rebbe, Omer be Dover Zet. What could a Rebbe tell you? What's it called? Nobody can understand this. Also, Omer le la'avua. So Reb Shimon went to tell his father, Reb Yehuda Nasi, that he said, and even a Rebbe, even your father couldn't answer. Rebbe, Reb Yehuda Nasi, even he couldn't answer this. Ikpit. So Reb Yehuda Nasi is makpid, a chutzpah to say such a thing. Also, Bar Kapora is chazuyele, right? Bar Kapora came to Rebbe to see him, right? After he was makbid on him, meaning he was menaz with him, put him in cheirim. Omerle bar kaporin makircha, right? Meolam. I don't know who you are. I don't know you. As he ignored him, because he wanted to let him know that he was in cheirim. Yodah the noket milsa b'daite, so he realized that what's it called that Rebbe is makbid on him, because he was in mechutzah. Nohag nizivusa b'nafshi talten yomim. So he conducted himself as if he was a Nazifa for 30 days. So you see, their nezipa was 30 days, not 7 days. Okay, Rashi. Nezifa ga'ara, kidlakamon. Nezifa is a lower level than nidui, where you yell at the person. You let him know that he did something wrong. Nidui shalonu b'nei bavel. The nidui in bavel is kinezifa shalahem in Eretz Yisrael. Our nidui is as serious as their nezifa. Now, their nezifa was more serious than our nidui is on par with their nezifa. Tzorech Rebbe Avuad Rav Shimon Havi. Right? Rebbe was the father of Shimon. So he said, Tzorech Rebbe, he meant we need Rebbe to teach this. And Bar Kapora said, Ma Rebbe Omer Bedoverze, Ein Rebbe Ba'olam Ayodea Doverze. Right? And he insinuated that even Rebbe, your father, couldn't tell us this. This is so difficult, there's no Rebbe in the world that could explain it. Meaning, and he mentioned Rebbe, and that was what they called Rebbe Uranos. He didn't go to tell him Lashon Hara. He was just telling him over. We were learning or whatever. We had this really hard thing. And I said, we need a Rebbe to teach us this. And Bar Kapora said, even a Rebbe can't do it. He didn't think there was anything wrong with it. He just was reporting over what they were learning. But Rebbe heard it. He thought it was a chutzpah to say such a thing. Rebbe was sick. He went to visit him. Bar Kapora. Shekibah love Yisurim. Rebbe was mekabel on himself Yisurim. That's why he got sick. He was mechaper with his Yisurim on Klal Yisrael. And Bar Kapora went to visit him. Omer le Bar Kapora, ini makircha. Romas lo sheino rotzo l'roso. He gave him a hint. He didn't want to see him. I don't know who you are. Right? Meaning, I don't want to know who you are. So he was mekabel on himself, nezifa, for 30 days. You see that even though nezifa is regularly 7 days, and nidui is 30 days, their nezifa in Eretz Yisrael was on the same par as a regular nidui. Okay.
Could be.